Today is Tuesday, September 19th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I am still streaming live on Pride48.com for the Pride 48 weekend, but as I said yesterday, I'm recording all of my episodes. On this very show, Arthur in the chat room says, gosh, I feel like I'm in the future or something. I need like a rim shot. Da-doom-ching. I feel like, you know, I mean, I have some sound effects, but I don't really have time to go through. I feel like I'll be much better at timing this episode because I stopped the recording in between. You know, some technical information for all you folks. Normally when I'm recording this on a daily basis, I look over at, you know, the time and gosh, I just ate and I'm belching like Big Fatty. But anyway, I look over at the time and I know when I start the closing music for the show. And I started recording a little bit early on the Monday episode because I had to, you know, like go on the stream. And I was totally thrown off. I think the episode was a little too short. But let's talk about what today is. Today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Is that not the dessert for the oldest person in the world kind of dessert that you've ever heard of? Like, who eats butterscotch pudding? I feel like that is like a pudding that you're in the hospital getting your kidney stones removed. Taylor the latte boy. And they bring you a butterscotch pudding. Also, I look so fat in that photo that Daniel posted. I have lost weight since then. Although I haven't been Weight Watchering this. it's also Talk Like a Pirate Day. I don't know how to talk like a pirate either, but I could do Patrick Stewart like nobody's business. Let me tell you. It's also National Voter Registration Day. So everyone go out and register to vote. Even though, you know, I vote, but I'm going to say something here. It's going to be controversial. Everybody in the chat room is going to like leave or something. I shouldn't say that because they're all going to do it. But I vote every time. But doesn't it feel like one vote is going to do absolutely nothing? Like you go and you put your little one vote in the thing and you're like, look, I'm voting for Biden. But my whole state is voting for Trump. Like, you know, I live in Arkansas. For Pete's sake, I live in Arkansas and I'm going and I'm like, okay, here's my Biden vote, you know, and not going to do any good. But anyway, National Voter Registration Day. So go out and do that. I have a voicemail that I was supposed to play yesterday, but I'm going to play it now.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, lovey.
Regarding your Friday, September 8th show.
Thanks for being so specific.
Your rendition of Patrick Stewart doing the opening narration for Star Trek The Next Generation, which isn't
Space.
The best iteration of Star Trek.
The
Star
Final
Trek, the
Frontier.
Series is, but I won't go there. Regarding your interpretation of Patrick Stewart's voice doing the opening narration, I just would like to say, don't quit your day job. Okay, bye-bye.
I love how the professional voice actor loves to call in and criticize the peons who just do this for a hobby. I mean, I'm sure there was like a voice acting, you know, course that back in Auntie Scott's day, I feel like it was probably a correspondence course. I don't know, but I mean, I think that was a thing back then. I haven't had a course. I'm just listening to Patrick Stewart do his thing. Also, oh, by the way, that was Auntie Scott, who didn't leave his name, but I do know it was Auntie Scott. But a professional, well-paid voice actor. And little old me, picking on little old me, like, I'm supposed to be, you know how to do this stuff, right? This voice acting stuff, but I don't know. Anyway, let's go back because I wanted to talk about, so there was one other thing and I cannot remember. You got, you know, Kel Surprise here, folks. that I can't remember what I've talked about on a podcast, my co-hosts are so, so sensitive about me repeating topics. And I have a horrible memory. But anyway, so I don't know if I've talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it again. So I was not working much on Friday. I was getting ready for the event. And so I posted a message in the Spit Valve Factory Slack. I was like, hey, everybody. I'm going to be off and on because I'm preparing for an event. And so my program manager messaged me and she's like, oh, fun. What's the event? You know, and stupid me. I'm like, oh, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a internationally renowned podcaster. And I started an LGBT. I mean, I gave her the whole, I started an LGBTQ plus, you know, podcasting network. She's like, what's a network? I had to go into all of these details about it and everything. I not only did that, everyone in the chat room, I actually told her the names of my podcasts. So I may, you know, who knows? I may have a new listener from the Spit Valve Factory, you know, listening to this stuff and be like, oh my God. And I did tell her, I said, look, normally I don't talk about stuff. I don't talk about my podcasting at work because this is what I said. Because, you know, now I'm pure. Like I don't do my old, you know, I'm not my old person that I was a long time ago. No one, you know, mistakes me from Thunder from Down Under or whatever. So, you know, I'm different. I'm a different man. But my co-hosts and all the other podcasts, you know, they say a lot of NSFW stuff. There is a whole, Daniel is posting a whole, do you like butterscotch pudding? I mean, it's like a 50-50 split. Who eats butterscotch? Daniel is like 10 years older than me. So, I mean, I can kind of understand. I need like an age split there on that graph. But anyway, and then she says to me, so I tell my coworker all of this, and she says to me, well, you do have a soothing voice, so I bet you're good at it. So, you know, hey, I mean, I am all about some compliments. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. I said, well, you know, I really do love radio and podcasting and stuff, but I had to do this to make money. So I'd rather be on the radio. And if Andy Scott had anything to say about it, I mean, he would say, yes, Adam's voice is so set for radio. He should do it right now. So I've been listening to all these other podcasting. And Daniel asked if they can hear my soothing voice. Now, this is it. This is the only voice that I've got. I ate a mint beforehand, and this is as soothing as it's going to get tonight. I had a burger, which, you know, I've got some phlegm in my throat. So that's the perfect way to record a podcast, is with some phlegm in your throat. There have been so much talk this weekend on the Pride 48 weekend of getting old. And I know that we are all getting old in Pride 48. We're all getting older in Pride 48 because you can't stop the clock, right? You cannot stop the clock. And I am guilty as well of getting older. I've put on that daddy weight, as we've all talked about. I went for a year where my heels hurt. I don't even know what that is. Like, I think there's a name for it, but I would step down, I would get out of bed, and my heel would have a pain. I'm like, what is this? This heel pain that I'm having. It might have been related to my weight, though, because honestly, I lost a little bit of weight and my heel stopped hurting. And it was both of them. What's the word? Chat room, what is the word? Because I'm forgetting the word for like that heel pain. Is it plantar fasciitis or whatever? Anyway, I think it went away because I haven't had it in a long time. But the other thing was, yeah, I feel like I'm having that thing where your pee doesn't you know, flow as strongly as it once flowed before. And so Auntie Scott says, heal ouchie. So yeah, ouchie foot. It was both. Gary says heel spurs. I don't know. Maybe I should have gone to one of those weak stream. Yeah, Doc Stone, gout. So yeah, I had something. But you know what? As with everything in my life, I ignored it long enough without going to the doctor and it went away. So I feel like that is the way that you know, as you get older, just ignore it long enough and then it'll go away and then everything will go back to normal and it'll be fine. I also, one last thing about getting old, the elevator, so there's a bridge from the parking lot to my building at the Spit Valve Factory, and the elevator has been broken, and that is, I hate walking up the stairs. It's horrible. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.